This is Nicholas Sampson, headmaster at Cranbrook, just wishing everybody a very happy holiday and sending you this message at the end of this academic year. And quite obviously, it's been a tricky and testing year on many fronts. It's also been a joyous and wonderful year in terms of the quality of the education we have been able to offer and the acquisition and opening of new facilities that have enriched everything that we're doing. But of course, you will have been worried by the press coverage that the school has attracted lately. If I could just address some of the issues that have bubbled up through that process. First of all, the most important thing is that the day-to-day life of the school has been unaffected insofar as I can tell, and certainly that has been the aim. And nobody at the school has engaged with the media. We've always regarded our main duty as to be the care of the young people in our charge and the protection of the community and not participation in any public forum. We believe very much in the promotion of loving kindness, of mutual consideration, of care for each other, and it's so vital that these qualities are resurfaced and strengthened as we look to the future. After a period of high emotion and difficult transition, we will start rebuilding our governance and we will start thinking really hard about the manner in which the school needs to express itself on the public stage. But we are buoyed up by the fact that a huge amount has been achieved through the partnership with parents, through the expression of parental opinion and support for what the school is and aims to be, and the appreciation that has been articulated for the magnificent job done by our staff with your sons. Support staff, the teaching staff, at junior school, senior school, at the preschools, everybody has, I think, sustained the strongest of aspirations for the young people to whom we are giving our educational provision. So we very much want to stress the importance of civility, courtesy, and a restoration of goodwill as we look to the future. It's so important that we, everybody who is associated with the school, upholds and maintains the highest of aspirations of ourselves as we seek to encourage and spark the young people who are our joint responsibility. I know I can rely upon everybody to support the school and the students within it as we look to express our ethos. Until the 31st of December, the current school council will be in caretaker mode, which means that it will not take any binding decisions or tackle any major issues, but it is there to act as a body with continuity and care. And at this point, I should like very much to thank and pay tribute to the work of the current school council, which has overseen huge transformation at Cranbrook and which has devoted itself to the welfare of the school with immense generosity and thought. From the 31st of December, we will have a new council in place. This is being assembled by two previous presidents of school council, Helen Nugent and Roger Massey Green, each of whom knows the school, knows its priorities, knows its character, and who also share a belief in the bright future of this extraordinary institution. Contrary to media speculation, I will not have anything to do with the selection of the new council, and indeed this council will serve until the AGM early next year, when it will submit itself for election through our normal processes. So we will see a restoration of normality going forward. I very much hope too that this is an opportunity to think really hard about the next strategic chapter in the school's story, and that we will come up with a body which will reflect the character and the composition of the school from junior school upwards, so that we can navigate the challenges and grasp the opportunities on offer to us over the coming decade. That will be a very exciting time, and I hope too that you will see great results from the work of Helen and Roger as we report back to you. But now it's a privilege to turn to the everyday life of the school and to the activities which should fill us all with expectation, hope, happiness and fulfillment. We began the term with a tremendous celebration involving over 2,000 members of our community coming to join us for Illuminate, the official opening of our senior school facilities. This was a wonderful day, filled with sunshine, optimism, and hope for the future. It was great, too, to celebrate humane possibility through drama, art, music, sport, and conversation. We're delighted, too, to be able to hold our end-of-year festivities in person once more after the enforced hiatus of the last couple of years. The sense of Cranbrook community is as strong, vibrant, and buoyant as ever, and this strength is evidenced in so many areas. Our new Packer Theatre opened its doors to sold-out performances of the first musical for 14 years, School of Rock, and the standard achieved by the team was extraordinary. The high levels of creativity that the school celebrates are evident across all facets of the arts at Cranbrook. This term we also enjoyed a range of musicality, from the avant-garde Noi concert to the beautiful voices of our junior and senior choirs at this year's carol services. And how wonderful to be able to return to the cathedral and to the church at Woollahra for those events. It was a particularly special time when we celebrated the dedication of our new memorial chapel. This wonderful space sits at the top of our new development and celebrates both our Anglican foundation and our commitment to education regarding spiritual matters. Any education which fails to offer an understanding of the most creative and destructive force in human history is bound to be deficient. And what we have at Cranbrook now is a space that is beautifully filled with artistry and distinctive architecture, which enjoys our setting and which invites meditation upon humane possibilities and thinks really hard about breaking out of the cocoon of selfhood, which all too often holds us all back, and which is particularly dangerous to current generations. So this space will be a really important part of our educational provision going forward. It is an open, welcoming space, an expression of the true essence of Anglicanism, which is about the warmth and the distinctive possibility that each individual holds, and about the building of those individuals into a strong community which aims for the betterment of society and the world. CITF is another important part of our educational provision, and it was a real pleasure to visit Year 9 at Tharwa at the end of term to see the fun they were having, the challenges they were accepting, and the growth they were generating. Outdoor education in the Australian setting pays tribute to our mission to be a school with an international perspective, but based firmly in this country and this city. It's an extraordinary opportunity for our students to escape from the shackles of technology, and it provides them with an opportunity to connect with nature, to connect with each other, to connect with themselves, and to build their skills of self-regulation, resourcefulness, respect, and resilience. It's a wonderful part of Cranbrook life. It tests some, but so many look back on it as a pivotal point in their school careers. And I pay particular tribute to the work of Claire Burden, who leads this important part of our programme. We now await the results of our HSC and IB students and should like to take this opportunity to commend the class of 2022 for their focus, resilience and good humour throughout their studies, which, in the earlier part, were inevitably disrupted by COVID. To our IB students, thank you for being our pioneers with this moment in Cranbrook's history as the first cohort through the diploma programme. To our HSC students, thank you for your commitment, courage and good humour throughout. It's been wonderful to see the esprit de corps that has been evident in the year group, which has led the school with distinction. A reminder that our results will be published in two parts. The first part will be HSC results, but the school's academic profile will not be complete until the IB results are published early in January, and we will then be able to publish our median ATAR and various other statistics that will reflect the academic record of the school today. The funnel of IB students coming through to the diploma program is strong, and we are buoyed by the focus, creativity and enthusiasm of our Year 10 MYP students at the MYP Personal Projects exhibition mid this term. These projects have taken several months of planning, researching, building and reflecting. And it was also good to see the Year 6 exhibition recently. Tremendous examples of young people speaking with passion about matters of concern, and demonstrating living scholarship, the ability to test evidence and to build belief about moral issues. These are vital aspects of the Cranbrook story, and our alignment with the IB gives us strength and perspective as we look to the future. Our connection to the IB is strong because our ethos, vision, and mission are all aligned with the International Baccalaureate's learner profile statement, and we know that we are part of a community of global schools building future civic strength, which is so badly needed by the world at present. Whilst academic results are a significant part of a student's Cranbrook education, we must remember that throughout their time here, we have cultivated more than just the love of learning. We have prepared our students for life beyond school and instilled confidence, a sense of compassion and understanding of the world beyond the school gates, and a sense of selfhood that is balanced by a belief in the capacities and talents and worth of others. We hope that these soft skills will ensure their success in life, whatever that may look like for each individual student, and we believe strongly that a school such as Cranbrook has a duty to encourage and build empathy at a time in history when perhaps empathetic engagements are in decline. It's been brilliant to have full use of the Oval once more, and our sportsmen are thriving. Towards the end of term, we had over 300 students turn up to early morning voluntary speed, agility and quickness training on Horden Oval. This is a fine reflection of a participant culture, which is what we're trying to build, a sense that at schools such as Cranbrook, opportunities must be grasped and squeezed. So it was a tremendous sight to see the boys in blue training all over the Oval very early in the morning. A special mention on the sporting front to Oliver Patterson in Year 11 in the First 11 cricket, who broke the batting record which had been held by Sam Constance of 202 runs, scored the previous season. Oliver scored 204 in Cranbrook's first innings against Waverley in week 6. Poignantly, Oliver's father and his grandfather, both old Cranbrookians, were there to witness this fantastic achievement. We should note that Sam Constance is also breaking records this season beyond the school and has compiled a superb record in competitive cricket. Earlier this month, we farewelled our Year 6 cohort, who are poised now to embark on their senior school journeys. This event was both emotional and reflective for students, their parents and staff alike. We were delighted to welcome our Year 7 2023 students to Immersion Day on Thursday the 10th of November. They were guided around by our Year 9 peer support leaders throughout the day. We hope that this event generated a sense of wonder, excitement and confidence in them all, and we very much look forward to their first day with us on campus in 2023. People, places and programs make a school. People are the most important, and I should like to pay tribute to the work of the support and teaching staff throughout the course of this year. We're very lucky at Cranbrook to have such a talented and generous team at a time when many schools struggle to find staff of high quality. So the work of our common rooms and our support teams needs to be commended and valued. And in a way, the following are examples of that. Neil White has been with us over 10 years and has latterly led our preschools. He is a thoughtful, generous, kind and caring educator who has thoroughly deserved his external promotion. And we shall miss him, but we're grateful for all that he has brought to St. Mark's and St. Michael's. At the senior school, we mark the exceptional service of two long-standing colleagues. David Thomas steps down from his house mastership of Hone after over 40 years of that work, but will continue his employment with us well into his sixth decade at Cranbrook. He will continue to teach some classes and work with the foundation as school historian, and we're grateful that his wisdom and his commitment to the school will not be lost to us. Bob Locke has been a wonderful housemaster and teacher of geography for many decades, and he will retire at the end of this year. Boys in his care in Chelmsford know that he has always had their best interests at heart, and young geographers who've been taught by Bob have in so many cases acquired a love of the discipline that is the direct result of his enthusiasm, his professionalism, and his knowledge. So those three fine professionals stand as examples for a staff which is vibrant, thoughtful, enthusiastic, disciplined, and committed to our joint vocation. And I am enormously grateful to all who work with and for this school. At the end of this term, prize giving will give us a wonderful occasion to celebrate simultaneously our students' achievements and to reflect on the year that has gone by. It officially marks the end of our school year and was particularly poignant as we close on a progressive but challenging year of change at the school. It is right, though, that the year ended with carols and with prizes and therefore restored our sense of normality and of concentration upon the achievement of our boys. That's what a school such as Cranbrook should be focused upon, and we will now sharpen our engagement with these matters as we look at the coming academic year. But first, I very much hope that you will enjoy a relaxing and refreshing festive season with your families. And as ever, I remain deeply grateful for your support for this school. Thank you.